Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The top two candidates to be Lansing's next mayor, in their appearance before the Economic Club of Lansing last week, both ducked proposing specific solutions to solve the city government's $675 million of unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care benefits. Current Mayor Bonero appointed a well-rounded financial health team several years ago to identify the extent of the financial hole and propose solutions to this fiscal crisis. Their report, which came out more than 4 years ago, is, in my critical evaluation, a detailed and accurate assessment of the dollars owed and included several concrete, common-sense solutions to implement. Despite receiving this easy-to-follow roadmap, in the 4 years since, Mayor Bonero and Lansing City Council members have done virtually nothing to stop unfunded liabilities from growing. While I am growing angry over this inaction, this is similar to what has consistently happened with governments across the nation at the federal, state, and local levels and at government school districts. The ultimate problem is that these combined tens of trillions of dollars of unfunded liabilities will never be paid off. Either government employees and retirees, taxpayers, or government bondholders are going to get the shaft, and likely all of them. The fiscal crises grew to these massive levels because governmental accounting standards did not require unfunded liabilities to appear in financial statements. In their current fiscal years, state, local, and school districts will be finally required to book these liabilities on their balance sheets for the first time ever. This is why politicians have been averse to expose growing unfunded liabilities. It is easier for politicians to spend money now that won't be paid until the future, especially when these current expenditures won't be recorded in the financial statements until later. Multiple government officials tell me they are imminently aware of this looming financial catastrophe, but the first politicians who publicly expose this scandal will be the messengers who take the arrows, meaning they won't be elected or re-elected. Which is why no candidate for Lansing mayor or other elected office wants to be the first to tell the truth on this important issue. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.